You know what, though? Ladies and gentlemen, Tank Sims from the Lost Coast Outpost, but as we like to call him here in the building, Information's Terminator X.
Oh.
He knows how to remix it. He knows how to put it in context. He cuts transforms with finesse. I wonder what Terminator X is doing today.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I hope he's still alive.
He had some problems, of course. Yeah. A little bit of we could quote the song that about Terminator X's problems and how they're not they weren't real problems and how they were overblown, but we won't do that.
So you could I think just because Terminator X was so like the clothes that he wore on stage, like I could probably pass for Terminator X.
Do you think you could pass for Terminator X?
I'm big.
Uh huh.
I have those sunglasses.
Okay.
And. Wait, okay. That's all I got.
That's bold.
Yeah. So you, Hank Sims, first of all, there's a fire behind the mall?
Yeah, there's a brush fire kind of over by where they unload the gasoline, you know, when the barges come in.
Sure.
Behind the mall. Yeah.
By the Devil's Playground.
Pretty close, yeah.
I love that. Have you been back there personally?
Sure.
It's so nice.
It is kind of neat, yeah.
There's little rabbits. Yes, there are people living there. But
yeah.
The graffiti, it's like, that's my favorite gallery in Humboldt right now.
Absolutely. It's gorgeous.
So good. The other thing is this weekend, because Gallegos ain't running.
Right.
He's going to spend more time with his family.
Yep.
You buy that?
Sure.
I kind of buy it.
Well, yeah, I buy it too. Yeah, he's got kids.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of kids, right? A whole brood to spend time with.
Who wouldn't want to spend more time with their family?
Nobody.
Besides family haters.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not going to run. And then Alan Dolleson used to work in that office.
Dolleson, I think. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And he, this weekend, formally kicked off his campaign. You went to that.
I did on Saturday. Yeah, it was really interesting, I thought. And the DA's race this year is going to be a really interesting DA's race, I believe.
Alan Dolleson seems to be, right now, the most, like, flag-wavingest candidate.
A little bit. I mean, he's a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves and was active service in Afghanistan and Iraq. And his kickoff event was at Vets Hall. So he is very proud of his military record and is not afraid to affront it.
Now, he was in the Army before he was an attorney?
I believe so. Yeah, a very long career. Yeah.
He's a two-career guy.
Yeah, that's right.
25
yeah.
years in the Army and also an attorney.
Something like that, yeah.
A prosecutor. What skills does he say he's going to bring that other people do not bring?
He said, there's a crowd of about 40 people there at Vets Hall at noon Saturday for the kickoff event, and he gave a very long talk, actually. He said a lot of things about a lot of stuff. He promised to do a lot of things. It seemed to me that one of the major ones is that he's sort of, the way he defines the role of the district attorney within, as the chief law enforcement officer and how he would lead that office as opposed to how it's been led under Gallegos, I suppose.
Does that mean that the DA instructs the chief of police?
If you rank all law enforcement agencies, then yeah, he's the top guy in the county for as far as the law enforcement
and
officer.
Just in thumbnails, so sort of descriptors here, like who are the, there are four candidates right now, right?
Right.
Okay, so you've got Alan Dolleson.
You've got Alan Dolleson
from the Army.
Yes.
You've got Ilan Firpo.
Yep.
Okay, what's her story?
She's the current, I believe, assistant district attorney. She's currently leading the prosecution of the guy, Gary Lee Bullock, who's accused of murdering Father Eric Fried.
And who else do we got?
We have Maggie Fleming, also a career prosecutor who worked for a long time under both Gallegos and the former district attorney, Terry Farmer, prosecuting a number of cases. I think she most famously was prosecuted sort of child abuse and sex crime cases and also all kinds of drugs and such.
And then lastly?
And lastly, you have Arnie Klein, also a former deputy DA in the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office, came up here under the reign of Gallegos, the era of Gallegos, and stayed for 2-3 years, not a very long time.
So of these, who is most likely to carry the Gallegos flag forward?
Well, apparently, you know, I think Ilan Firpo, the current his current assistant, is I don't know if she's been formally endorsed by her, but a lot of the Gallegos team is on Ilan Firpo's team now.
Okay. Mm. So now let's get out of the news brackets here for a second. See, now you can speak freely because editorially. Okay, Hank, now you've only been wrong about one thing in the years that I've known you, and that was Bitcoin. Okay, so you were way wrong on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Actually, there was another. I have it written down. There's been two things you've been wrong about. One thing you're typically not wrong about is guessing local election results.
I don't have a 100% record.
Oh, you know who you're wrong about? Chris Lehman.
I was wrong. Definitely wrong. Yeah.
Hank Sims wrong on Bitcoin. Wrong on Chris Lehman.
You said for America.
He was, like he. You said he was such a lock for Noreen Evans gig.
Yeah.
That he could just phone it in. And
yeah. Yeah. I spoke too soon.
Yeah. Okay. Who's the least likely to win? DA?
The least likely to win DA, I would have to think, is Arnie Klein, who has sort of the least reputation, the smallest reputation as a prosecutor, and the sort of the smallest, the least roots in Humboldt County, and it's hard to ascertain his base at this point. Okay. It's early days still.
Yeah, again, early days. Mm. You've only been wrong twice though, so yeah. I'm going to take that as potent advice. Who is the second least likely to win?
Well, then, it gets very interesting. Like I said, Elon Furpo is the Gallegos team is behind Elon Furpo, it seems like, largely at this point in these early days. So she's looking good. I mean, she has a base, a well-defined base. If she gets Gallegos' endorsement, she will make it through to the second round. You know, it's one of those elections where the top two vote-getters in June go on to November.
But again, you say that the top three, it's a little shady. You say Arnie Klein, the most obvious outlier right now at this stage in the campaign.
I think so.
You're a betting man.
Yeah.
I played poker with you.
Yeah.
You're hella good at it.
Well, thank you.
Who are you betting? Who would you say is the most likely right now to be our new DA?
The Dolleson event, I thought, was made a strong case for Dolleson. He came out, military regalia. He was not wearing his uniform. A lot of people were. They played they rang eight bells for the changing of the watch. You get it, Mike? There are speeches such like that. He gave a very long, very convincing, very very thoughtful talk about why he's running and what he hopes to do, and given and a very strong critique of the last 12 years of the district attorney's office in Humboldt County. And so it seemed to me that he presented very well, and then he has a message that is going to resonate with people. Now, Maggie Fleming hasn't formally kicked off her campaign yet, and I know that she has a lot of support among former prosecutors and among law enforcement as well. So I think those two are kind of like neck and neck for the anti-FERPO spot at this point.
Can I draw real broad characterizations now?
Sure.
Maggie Fleming, we have complicated problems. They're going to require complicated solutions. Let's work on this. And then Alan Dolleson, I'm going to kick maximum ass.
He is. I mean, in his speech Saturday, I mean, one of the things he said is that, the district attorney's office, it's down to like, 8-9 attorneys, whereas before it had 14, and that's because it's lost a lot of funding, and that the district attorney, as he saw it, has spent a little bit too much time in the courtroom, not leading the office as an administrator should. Now, he said, look, I've led battalions, I've led companies, I've led these things, I know how this is done, and I'm going to be in the Board of Supervisors office during meeting, making cases for why we should be applying for grant funding, why we should be bringing back a dedicated child abuse prosecutor, why we should be doing this. So he had a very strong case to make, and I think it's a message that's going to resonate with a lot of people. And the fact that he's well-spoken and has this military record is not going to hurt him in this election at a time when people, crime and the law enforcement issues are very much on people's minds.
So you say that Humboldt County, being a deep blue county, deep blue,
yeah,
with the exception of Fernbridge, California.
Yes.
You say that that is the message that a blue county will tolerate.
Yeah, and it's a strange shade of blue here in Humboldt County. It's not it's not Marin County. We might vote in the presidential elections. We might vote at a similar ratio to what Marin did in the last election, but it's a different kind of community. The Democrats here are not the Democrats of
Malibu
or San Rafael or Berkeley.
Irvine. Calabasas.
Yeah. It's still, in the presidential elections, it would seem, to show that we vote, left of center more often than not. On local issues, like a lot of, I think the equation does not quite hold.
Yeah, I mean, look at our board. The supervisors board. Look at the Eureka City Council.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Hank Sims.
You bet.
I appreciate your broad and mildly informed speculation.
But
again,
you.
Your track record of only being wrong twice since I've known you, that's pretty damn good.
Well.
He's never wrong. He's Hank Sims. He's our informational Terminator X.